Hamid Tefaiti is the chair of Ngāti Kākāngunu ki Wairere Apa Tamaki Nui Rua. They've signed their deed of settlement with the Crown. Thank you for joining us on the program today. Hamid, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe te ao. O tira tēnā koutou katoa e whakarongo mai nā.
Tēnā koe. Well, firstly, congratulations. Been a long journey, these sorts of settlements, and getting to a deed of settlement is an indication of the many people who for decades, in fact, at times generations, have been pushing towards addressing the injustices of the past. It's been a long journey for your people as well. So the signing has taken place. Tell us about it, please.
Yeah, that's true, Dale. I mean, our people were the centre of the kotahitanga at Papawai, Wairarapa. Back when they were wanting to establish, you know, parallel parliament with the Crown, and the impacts of all the land loss that had gone on then. So it has really been a long, long time. It's a big weight off our shoulders getting the signing of the deed done on Friday. We had it on hold for 3 years, and now we've been able to agree with the Crown that we can proceed and have it signed.
Ka pai, on hold.
That's fantastic.
Why 3 years delay?
Well, there's been a 3 year delay because of ongoing litigation, Dale. There's still a bit of litigation going on, so I don't want to comment too much on that, but. I think that's a huge step behind us, that we've been able to get through all that and come out, you know, feeling positive about what we've negotiated as a final settlement, which has gone through two voting processes with our people, both in, you know, 3 years ago in 2018 and just recently. So overwhelmingly, our people have voted in favour of proceeding with the settlement.
What are the major points of that settlement? Because we're seeing, obviously, we're never recompensed for what was taken from us and our people all those generations ago, Hami, and many deals described as 2 cents in the dollar deals. But the return of some significant whenua is most welcomed, as is a Crown apology as well. What's the gist of the settlement that your people have negotiated and agreed on?
Yeah. Well, we've got a large rohe. I don't know. I mean, we've got a tamaki as well. That's Tamaki Nui Arua, which is in the Danevirk area. There are two, and Wairarapa, they're two very large areas. They're largest of Kahungunu, largest geographically, and also it was the largest area that was, that the Waitangi hearing inquiry area of the Waitangi Tribunal in the North Island. So it is a huge area. And so we had a lot of ground to cover. We're also unique in that entire area there, Tua Iwi, both Ngāti Kahungunu and Rangitāne. And we've both now, in a position to work together to bring about some really, you know, good things for our people in the future. But it is. It's a large area, and I suppose the significance. We aim to get a footprint across our entire rohe. So we took a long look and a long approach to this bringing the settlement about. That's why it's took us some 5 years or so to negotiate it. But we have about 7,000 hectares. Culturally significant land that's returned to us, which includes for Kahungunu 90% of the bed of Lake Wairarapa or Wairarapa Moana. There's the new treaty relationships that all settlements provide, and we've got a type of social accord in ours, economic and social revitalisation strategy. Their financial redress is up around 115 plus as quantum, plus there's in the recent enhancements that we got after throughout this litigation process. We got an extra $5 million as a startup fund for Wairarapa Moana. And there's many other parts of our settlement, including what you've mentioned, the historical redress and the apology. We actually only signed the settlement on Friday. And, you know, of course, in trying conditions, we couldn't do that with the full support of our people, backing of our people there. So we're going to, the Crown has agreed to come to Wairarapa within the next few months and deliver their full apology. And we're looking for that, and we can all celebrate that together.